News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Former DGP of Himachal Pradesh and CBI Director Ashwini Kumar died by suicide on Wednesday. Kumar, who rose to become the governor of Nagaland after retiring from the CBI, was found hanging in his Shimla home on Wednesday evening. Shimla Superintendent of Police Mohit Chawla confirmed to News 18 that Kumar's body was found hanging by a rope at Brockhurst in Shimla. Police officials investigating the incident said a suicide note has been found, which seems to indicate that health issues forced the former top cop to take the extreme step. Local news agencies reported that the suicide note written in English said the deceased had become overwhelmed by this life and had set out on his next journey. The police said that the authenticity of the note is being verified. State Minister Sukhram Chaudhary visited Kumar's house and told the media that no foul play is suspected. His family was at home. He was very regular with his evening walks and puja, and I am told he went to the puja room where this incident happened, he said. The news came as a shock for Kumar's former colleagues. AP Singh, who took over from Kumar as CBI director in 2010, told News 18 that it was shocking news since he remembered Kumar as a happy and fit officer. I'm absolutely shocked. He was a gentleman, never lost his temper, never even raised his voice. I worked with him closely as special director of CBI when he was the director. I always found him very pleasant and soft-spoken, said Singh. Another former colleague, Praveen Sinha, currently additional director in the CBI, said, "He was a thorough gentleman, very cultured. This is a shock." Yet another former colleague, currently in the CBI, also echoed the same sentiments. The officer who did not wish to be named said Kumar was an extremely professional officer who went out of the way to back young officers if he was convinced about their talent. "He was the additional director and wanted me to join the CBI. I was on deputation to the center, but my cooling off period was still not over. He was convinced that I would make a difference to the cases the CBI was probing and ensured I was brought on board at the CBI at the earliest possible," said the officer. A 1973 batch IPS officer, Kumar was appointed CBI director in 2008, but the move had its share of controversy. Believed to be an officer close to the Gandhi family, Kumar pipped the then special director M.L. Sharma, who was from the 1972 batch and was believed to be the front runner for the post. Sharma subsequently resigned after high drama that saw no clarity for a few hours about the then DCBI Vijay Kumar's successor. One of the high-profile cases that the CBI probed under Kumar was the Arushi Talwar Hemraj murder case. Kumar was DGP of Himachal Pradesh from August 2006 to July 2008 and then the director of CBI from August 2008 to November 2010. He was governor of Nagaland between 2013 and 2014 and also briefly held the charge of governor of Manipur. He is survived by his wife and son. Hours after she was granted bail, Bollywood actress Riya Chakraborty on Wednesday evening walked out of the Baikala jail, having spent 28 days in custody since her arrest on September 8. In full media glare with tight police security, she quickly stepped into a vehicle and was driven off to her home in Santa Cruz in the western suburbs. Earlier in the morning, Justice S.V. Kotwal of Bombay High Court granted her conditional bail on a surety of Rs. 1 lakh, along with late Sushant Singh Rajput's staffer Dipesh Sawant and his house manager Samuel Miranda. However, her brother Shovik and drug peddler Abdul Basit Parihar were refused bail. Welcoming the court order, her lawyer Satish Manishinde said, "Truth and justice have prevailed and ultimately the submissions on facts and law have been accepted by Justice Kotwal. The arrest and custody of Riya was totally unwarranted and beyond the reach of law. The hounding and witch hunt by three central agencies, the CBI, ED and NCB of Riya should come to an end. We remain committed to truth. Satyameva Jayate," he added. In the evening, Manishinde expressed relief, saying Riya will finally get to sleep on her own after a month in jail. Meanwhile, Deputy Commissioner of Police Sangram Singh Nishandar again warned the paparazzi against chasing or obstructing any vehicles in which persons called for investigations travel in view of safety of all the stakeholders. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry went to two researchers on Wednesday for a gene editing tool that has revolutionized science by providing a way to alter DNA, the code of life, technology already being used to try to cure a host of diseases and raise better crops and livestock. Emmanuel Charpentier of France and Jennifer A. Doudna of the United States won for developing CRISPR-Cas9, a very simple technique for cutting a gene at a specific spot, allowing scientists to operate on flaws that are the root cause of many diseases. There is enormous power in this genetic tool, said Klaus Gustafsson, chair of the Nobel Committee for Chemistry. More than 100 clinical trials are underway to study using CRISPR to treat inherited diseases, and many are very promising, according to Victor Zhou, president of the National Academy of Medicine. My greatest hope is that it is used for good, to uncover new mysteries in biology and to benefit humankind, said Doudna, who is affiliated with the University of California, Berkeley, and is paid by the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, which also supports the Associated Press's Health and Science Department. The prize-winning work has opened the door to some thorny ethical issues. When editing is done after birth, the alterations are confined to that person. Scientists fear CRISPR will be misused to make designer babies by altering eggs, embryos, or sperm, changes that can be passed on to future generations. Much of the world became aware of CRISPR in 2018 when Chinese scientist He Jiankui revealed he had helped make the world's first gene-edited babies to try to engineer resistance to infection with the AIDS virus. His work was denounced as unsafe human experimentation, and he has been sentenced to prison in China. In September, an international panel of experts issued a report saying it is too soon to try such experiments because the science isn't advanced enough to ensure safety. It is the fourth time in the 119-year history of the prizes that a Nobel in the sciences was given exclusively to women. Charpentier, the 51-year-old leader of the Max Planck Unit for the Science of Pathogens in Berlin, said that while she considers herself first and foremost a scientist, it is reflective of the fact that science becomes more modern and involves more female leaders. I do hope that it will remain and even develop more in this direction, she said, adding that it is more cumbersome to be a woman in science than to be a man in science. Three times a woman has won a Nobel in the sciences by herself. This is the first time an all-female team won a science prize. In 1911, Marie Curie was the sole recipient of the chemistry award, as was Dorothy Crawford Hodgkin in 1964. In 1983, Barbara McClintock won the Nobel in medicine. And Rahul Tripathi celebrated his promotion to the top by striking a 51-ball 81 as Kolkata Knight Riders returned to winning ways with a 10-run victory over Chennai Super Kings in the Indian Premier League on Wednesday. Tripathi stood tall on the way to his fifth IPL 50 before Kolkata Knight Riders faltered in the back end of the innings to be bowled out for 167. In reply, CSK was stopped at 157 for 5. Having restored his confidence with a whirlwind 83 not out against Kings 11 Punjab, veteran CSK opener Shane Watson picked up from where he had left to slam a 40-ball 50, his 21st in the lucrative league. Watson feasted on the short ball strategy of KKR bowlers in a 69-run partnership with Ambati Raidu, 30 from 27 balls. Needing 78 runs in the last 10 overs, the CSK duo departed for an addition of just 2 runs, while Mahendra Singh Dhoni, coming out to bat at number 4, got out for 11. Sam Curran hit 17 from 11 balls, but that was not enough as CSK fell short. The win catapulted KKR to the third place in the table with 3 wins from 5 matches, while CSK remained at 5 with 4 points from 6 games. Earlier, Chennai Super Kings staged a remarkable comeback as KKR lost 3 wickets in the last over, with birthday boy Dwayne Bravo removing 2 of them for an impressive 3 for 37. Tripathi raced to his 15-31 balls to give KKR a solid foundation after Dinesh Karthik called it right at the toss. At 93 for 2 at the midway stage, KKR looked set for a big score, but Bravo struck after that. Leg spinner Karan Sharma, 2 for 25, Shardul Thakur, 2 for 28, Sam Curran, 2 for 26, claimed 2 wickets each as the Mahendra Singh Dhoni-led side bounced back in the back 10 by taking 8 wickets while giving away just 74 runs. Dhoni picked up 4 catches, the last one being his best effort. On a Sheikh Zayed Stadium pitch that seemed to slow down, Tripathi played a risk-free knock and maintained a healthy run rate. Karthik made a baffling decision to send Sunil Narayan ahead of their best batsman Owen Morgan at number 4. However, Narayan did his job with a 9-ball 17 before being dismissed by an excellent combined effort by diving Ravindra Jadeja and Faf du Plessis. Morgan started with a classical cover drive boundary, but Curran cut short the innings with a bouncer that climbed in and took a faint edge behind the stumps. Thakur, who had given the first breakthrough by dismissing an informed Shubman Gill for 11, claimed the big wicket of Andre Russell with a cross-seam short delivery as the KKR Dazzlers struggled to get going. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.